May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. There is a certain beauty in the moment when a child first shares with you a dream they have experienced. Those of you that have children or grandchildren or nieces or nephews or just children in this community of faith, if you've ever had that experience, you treasure it. I remember our children sharing their dreams, and years ago, in particular, Philip Jr. used to share his dreams. He still dreams a lot. He is the one of the three children not here today. My daughter Gabrielle is visiting from Charleston with her husband Anthony. Conrad is serving with me. Philip Jr. is working at Ricardo's. So I can talk about him. One of the dreams that stayed with me was this incredibly detailed dream that he had about sailing on a ship with his mom and dad. And interestingly enough, his brother and sister were not present for that dream. And he went into detail about this dream, and it never left me. His dream was filled with visions and hopes, and went on and on. None of us here asked to be born or were given the opportunity to choose our parents. We did not select the culture in which we were raised, nor the neighborhood. We had no say in the times either. Mine was the decade of the 60s. I was young, but couldn't help but be impacted. For we all were impacted by that decade and continue to be. The Vietnam War, the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., of Bobby Kennedy. It was a tough decade. One of my favorite authors is Pat Conroy, who I got to meet once and whose brother used to worship from time to time in my former parish. One of my favorite books that he wrote was called Beach Music, which I'm sure some of you have read. And through the character of Jack McCall, we hear a sense of what the 60s was like. Jack said, I hated the 60s, and I especially hate the memories I carry from the noise and bedlam and discourtesy and those cacophonous years. The shouting is what I recall most clearly, then the posturing, then the lack of hygiene. He writes, it is the only decade I lived through that did not have the decency to call it quits when its time had run out in 1970. One of my earliest memories is watching our black and white television in our small apartment in Ozone Park, Queens, with my mother, the funeral procession of President John F. Kennedy. I didn't know what was happening, but I knew it was very sad. The 60s carry that awful legacy of being the period in our nation's history when those who dreamed dreams were assassinated. Jack, Martin, Bobby. Yet, if you lived in that time, you remember that great dreams came true as well, like Apollo 13. Each of you have been born into an historical context where you began to dream dreams. my children's was the 80s and 90s, and mine was the 60s, and you have yours as well. My earliest daydreaming centered on how I might make a positive difference and impact in the world and in people's lives. The image was of a beautiful tree-lined dirt road in autumn, like those beautiful roads we have here in Kentucky. It was a road that I would walk down only once, and I know that it was very much influenced by a poet I became very familiar with at a young age, Robert Frost. He wrote, "Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both and be one traveler. Long I stood and looked down one as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other as just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim because it was grassy and wanted wear, though as for that, the passing there had worn them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay in leaves, no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day. Yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood. And I took the one less traveled by. And that has made all the difference." A very recent dream for St. John's was that we would reach more and more people with the good news of Jesus Christ in Versailles and in the wider community. A little over 2 years ago, this is our third fall, we began that dream. A journey that has led us to our strategic plan and today's fall program stewardship kickoff. What are some of your earliest dreams? And what do you dream of today? Your dreaming is prayer. The opening of your heart and mind to new possibilities with God. Jesus said in today's gospel, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, a tiny seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." Dr. Robert Schuller, in one of his books entitled My Soul's Adventure with God, tells the story of how a cynical person once came up to him about his own child who had to have her leg amputated. And the person said to him, "But your daughter's leg was amputated, Dr. Schuller. Faith didn't grow her a new leg." And Dr. Schuller responded that Christ did not promise that our problems would go away, but rather promised that prayer changes things, gives us new vision, new dreams, and new seeds out of difficult situations are planted. Our Lord teaches us in today's gospel from Luke that to be a disciple means to carry our cross. Just earlier in this gospel, Jesus says, "Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple." Our crosses taken up are the difficult conditions of our unique lives represented here this day. And some we share in common, and some are solely yours. All of us that have lived long enough know we'll have at least one, probably several. And some crosses are heavier than others. We lost a member of this parish, John Cooper, on Friday to the kingdom of God. That is a heavy cross to bear. And we give thanks for his family that is present this day with us. Each of us have our crosses. Crosses are not only the burden of your lives, but turn them for good. And look at those crosses as part of your dreaming. When you're carrying that cross and praying about the new possibilities that you can have with God as you give thanks for all that came before that cross. The cross of Christ is a metaphor for our self-giving, for our self-giving nature of what it means to follow Jesus Christ. For if we are to dream with God, then we must take up that cross and be a person who is self-giving. You see, the church, St. John's, our faith, our mission, our ministry is part of all of our dreams represented here today. Our prayer for new possibilities in life with God, even in the midst of the heaviest of crosses. Today is that Sunday that we kick off, if you will, the fall program in the way that we say we want to give to God. We want to be a disciple of Christ and a member of God's church and be a person that is self-giving of who we are for the kingdom of God. And although at different times we talk about this throughout the church year, this time is that specific time that you and I are asked to focus upon what has God blessed me with in time, in spiritual gifts, and in resources. You see, the cross of self-giving that Jesus was talking about with his disciples is that to follow Jesus means that your life will be one of sacrificial loving and sacrificial giving, and that this was very different from the world's standards, and it still is today. We'll say in just a few minutes that prayer, "All things come of thee, O God, and of thine own have we given thee." Or we will sing, as we do at this service, that prayer of thanksgiving to God for giving us the blessings. This morning as I was driving in, it was just beginning to break dawn. And one of the things that I have loved about living in Kentucky is we have here the most beautiful sunrises and sunsets I've ever seen. I never would have thought we were going to get the rain we got today with the sunrise that was breaking on the horizon on the farms on McGowan's Ferry as I drove in. And yet none of us can take for granted that we will see that sunrise tomorrow or that we will see the sunset today, because every moment is a gift from God. This is the only moment that we have. When we choose to follow Jesus Christ as our Lord, we have chosen a path of action. Discipleship requires carrying our crosses. And when we dream, we are praying and opening our hearts and minds to new life, to new possibilities with God? Can you and me, can we pledge generously to that dream? St. John's dreamed this year together, the vestry and you, that we would have five goals of engaging our membership, expanding our programming, focusing our outreach, effectively communicating, and be a vibrant congregation, all of which we are already now experiencing in our midst. We're experiencing that joy, and we want to take it to the next level. Later in Pat Conroy's Beach Music, Jack McCall asks his dying mother how he can teach his daughter about love. His daughter's name was Leah. He says to his mother, "I don't have a clue." His mother responds, "You don't need words, son. You've got all the equipment. Tell her love is cleaning off your sick mother's gown and bed. Flying 5,000 miles when you hear your mother's sick. Bringing a drunk father home 100 times during your teen years. Tell Leah it's raising a little girl alone. Love's action, Jack. It isn't talk, and it never has been." So Jesus said, "Whoever does not carry the cross and follow him cannot be his disciple." And Jesus said, we can take this little seed and with faith turn it into great things for our individual lives and the kingdom of God. Amen.